This is AcroPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 17th. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Reservoir Farms opens. Puglia eyes harvest automation. And rice industry to issue warning on India. The Reservoir officially opened its Reservoir Farms Salinas campus today, marking the launch of an on-farm innovation hub designed to accelerate agricultural robotics and precision technology for specialty crops. The 40-acre site, located near Highway 68 and developed in partnership with grower Tanamura and Antle, will host ag tech startups testing new tools directly in working farm conditions. The project aims to bridge the gap between early-stage agricultural technology and real-world deployment by allowing entrepreneurs to develop and validate robotics, automation, and sensing technologies alongside growers. The initiative brings together partners including Western Growers, John Deere, Driscoll's, and other industry leaders. The Salinas Valley location, often called the salad bowl of the world, chosen for its concentration of high-value specialty crops such as lettuce and strawberries. Organizers say the facility will serve as a proving ground for emerging technologies while strengthening the region's role as a global center for agriculture innovation and workforce development. Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia said the launch of Reservoir Farms represents the culmination of more than a decade of work to connect agriculture innovation with specialty crop production. Speaking yesterday at the grand opening, Puglia told AgriPulse the strong turnout reflected growing interest in bringing capital and startup activity into agriculture. While Western Growers has been building connections between startups and the produce industry through its Salinas Innovation Center, Puglia said Reservoir Farms adds a critical new element, access to working farmland where technologies can be tested and refined. Looking ahead, he said the key milestone will be commercialization of harvest automation, long considered one of agriculture's toughest technical challenges. Puglia expects multiple companies to bring profitable harvesting systems to market within 5 years. Rising regulatory and labor costs in California, accelerating the need for innovation, he explained, adding that automation could help growers remain competitive while continuing to farm in the state. A new analysis from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says the war in Iran threatens global food security in more ways than just rising fertilizer and energy costs. Gulf economies host millions of migrant workers from South Asia, Southeast Asia, and Africa. They send home billions of dollars in remittances each year, the report from the chief economist office reads. If these remittances are interrupted, it could significantly reduce household incomes in developing economies, just as food and energy prices are rising. A sustained oil shock will also increase demand for biofuels, the report notes, which could take more commodities out of food markets and drive prices up. The report says, quote, overall, the Persian Gulf conflict highlights the deep interconnections between energy markets, fertilizer supply chains, and global agri-food systems. As for fertilizer, a coalition of ag groups pressing Mosaic and Simplot on their position on countervailing duties applied to phosphate fertilizer from both Morocco and Russia. The duties are up for a five-year review, and Nutrien, a major North American producer, already signaling that it will not oppose eliminating the duties. The U.S. rice industry will raise the alarm this morning at a Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee hearing over likely Indian negotiating positions at the forthcoming 14th World Trade Organization ministerial. In written testimony seen by AgriPulse, USA Rice Peter Bachman will warn that India will likely hold discussions hostage to secure permanent exemptions from WTO rules for its support to the domestic rice industry. India has demonstrated they are willing to hold ministerials hostage on pet issues. And there is no reason to believe that MC-14 will be any different, Brockman writes in his testimony submitted to the committee. India may prevent any critical breakthrough on WTO reform or other topics, he added. The WTO allows government purchases of commodities to bolster food security, but the U.S. and other rice industries have long accused the Indian government of allowing these stocks to end up on the global market. An American rice farmer isn't competing against an Indian rice farmer. They're competing against the Indian government, Bachman says. The ministerial set to kick off March 26th in Cameroon. Agriculture talks are still at a deadlock, however, have been for years. A draft ministerial statement calling for revitalized talks at new milestones this month, facing opposition from the U.S. and from others. Senator Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico and Representative Nikki Basinski of Illinois, they're introducing legislation to ensure farm, grocery, and meatpacking workers are paid during major disasters. The Grocery, Farm, and Food Worker Stabilization Grant Program Act would create a permanent program like USDA's now-defunct 2021 Farm and Food Worker Relief effort that provided almost $680 million for pandemic-related expenses. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union backs the bill. UFCW, the largest U.S. private sector labor union, criticized the Trump administration last May for shutting down the pandemic-era program. Well, here's today's final word. This is a story that we can tell. One of the positive things happening in ag. The ag community is still resilient and will continue to move forward, hopefully producing those great fresh food crops that we need on our dinner tables. That's Norm Groot. He's executive director of the Monterey County Farm Bureau at the grand opening of Reservoir Farms. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 17th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.